Dave Moore on Today FM.
These fans have just been everywhere for the last little while, and justifiably so. Put your eyes on. Go on, lads. That is, of course, Kingfisher. They've had a hell of a year. Just 4 years ago, they were engineering students at UL, and now they're packing out venues right across the country, and even bigger, 2026 on the horizon. So fresh off the main stage and Soundgarden performances at Electro Picnic. I'm delighted to say I've got a couple of them on the line this morning. Eddie Coe's there and Owen Magoo McGrath from Kingfisher. Morning, lads.
Morning, Dave. What's the crack?
How are you keeping?
You keeping well, boys, yeah?
Fine.
Where are you?
We're in Liverpool, I think. We're in the middle of a record store run with. We're trying to promote this new album of ours. So we're flat out here. We're heading off to Southampton now in a little bit. We played Liverpool Jacaranda last night. So keeping the shovel sitting now, Dave.
I'll tell you what, Magoo, that's a rock star answer. Liverpool, I think. Liverpool, I think. That's exactly what you want. It means like, listen, man, I just got off the private jet. I don't know where I am. I'm wherever they tell me to.
We're a few steps away from a private jet now, Dave.
Well, listen, I wouldn't be surprised, though, because, like I said, 4 years ago, engineering students at UL, I mean, this time last year, it was the Three Olympia, which is one hell of a venue to be selling out, but all of a sudden we're looking at, what, three arenas coming towards the end of the year? Then, because I've been recording the ads for you, lads. I don't know if you know this. Our connection is I'm doing the Kingfisher radio ads all over the place, but I keep getting told to do more of them. There's more shows, Dave. More. I'm like, come on, lads. You're putting my kids through college here.
I know. Simpsons reference. Love it, Dave.
So tell me, how's it feeling? Like, I mean, we often hear about overnight successes, but they're not really. They're built on decades and decades of work. But in reality, you guys were students 4 years ago. You set up the band. You decided, like any band, I would imagine, let's get together, write some songs, play some music, have a bit of crack. But you can't have foreseen this, Eddie.
No, like obviously not. You know, and it's funny. I think with a lot of bands, the songs nearly come first.
Mm.
It's funny because like we wouldn't have started a band if it wasn't for our friends in the house in college and people around us being like, the first thing he said was, you didn't write that. I Don't Lie was the first thing we wrote, and that was the first thing they said, like, you didn't write that.
Right.
Which obviously is the greatest endorsement you could possibly
yes,
get.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Who are just constantly trying to put you down. but yeah, like it's a very, like, we came off the stage at EP on Sunday, and we were all completely speechless, actually speechless. I couldn't sleep for about an hour. Magoo was literally hopping around the place, foot to foot for the next. He's still hopping. but it's there's no words. Like, past a certain point, you're just like, you can't, like, you don't stop, you just keep going. And at Christmas or whatever, you get a chance to turn around and just take a breath and be like, what just happened over the last 12 months?
Well, but it'll be Christmas after you do two sold out shows at the Three Arena. I mean, that can't have been, even in January, that can't have been on your bingo card for 2025.
The Six Arena, yeah.
There's the new name for it. Absolutely brilliant.
No, it's like this is the thing. Last March it was obviously the Olympias, and then all of a sudden, like, it's a snowball, it's a momentum thing, and we were told that, or you hear it all the time, it's like, once the ball is kind of rolling down the hill, it takes up speed on its own.
Yeah.
And there's things happening around us now, and stuff in the pipeline, and obviously with the even bigger shows next year already out and already sold or selling, like that kind of thing. It comes at you so fast, you don't really have time to register any of it or anything, because you're standing on the stage and you've people roaring back at you. It's mad, like.
It must be. And look, for a lot of people, Killa will be the song that has kind of been their gateway into you, and that song is about a Cork GAA club. Is it true that Owen Fitz, who's not here today, that one of the lads said to him that, would you ever write a song for us?
Yeah, it was a lad called, well, Fitz has told a story enough now I could probably do it verbatim.
Go on. But,
essentially, there's a fella that Fitz has known for years. This fella actually played Fitz's 21st, which is, it was funny because I was actually thrown out of that 21st. but he played the tunes, a guy called Yank, because he wore a pair of basketball shorts to hurling training when he was 8, and the name never left him.
I love Ireland.
Which I think is genius. Like, it's so genius. Oh, it's unbelievable. But the Yank, anyway, was on the fifth night and day and was like, come on, you'll have to do something because everyone else seems to have a song they can sing when they win something.
Right.
And sure, we had half an hour between songs, which is, again, always, that's the classic story. But obviously, yeah, like, you're in studio, you're doing the important, very musicy music, and then, you know, something in the other room when you're waiting to get your own turn at singing or playing or whatever, you pop something out in half an hour and all of a sudden that's the tune. So it's the classic story, I guess.
Well, let's have a listen to it, because this is from Electric Picnic. This is the lads doing Kill. I have a listen to this. I'll throw something else at you, lads, which is probably about 3 years ago, I don't know. A record label exec would have heard that and gone, yeah, cool, that sounds nice. No hunger for that in Ireland. Like, you know, like the fact that you guys can produce music that is so quintessentially Irish and have no kind of, you're not cutting a corner, you're not trying to make Irish music fit into some other pop sensibility. It's pure Irish, and you've stuck with that, and then that's what's proving massively popular among your audience. That's got to be really satisfying as well. Is that right, Magoo?
I don't know really how to feel about it, to be honest, Dave. You know, like, it's such a distance away from any other music we put out, and I suppose there's kind of a hunger for something like that in music at the moment. We're so desperate to feed the beast that is the music industry. So have a big song about your local club that everyone kind of relates to, and it is so fundamentally Irish. It seemed to fill a gap for a minute.
It really did. And in terms of, Eddie, in terms of musical influences, I mean, like, there's so much going on there. I mean, I'm hearing everything from Billy Joel to Dermot Kennedy in there. Like, what are you guys influenced by? What have you listened to that has given you the sound of Kingfisher?
Well, the Billy Joel is a funny one now to bring up, because there's a bit of a story behind that.
Go on.
So essentially, we had written Diamonds and Roses, and, you know, we thought, oh, we're a great bunch of lads. And then our team that around, it's like the label, came back and they were like, oh yeah, really, really like the tune. It's a shame, you know, Billy Joel had to go with that one there about 30 years ago.
What?
They're like, what are you talking about there? And they were like, okay, well, basically they had heard, melodically, it was very similar to a Billy Joel song.
Right.
And they were like, oh crap. But all these things, like, you know yourself, if you do anything or you make any kind of a noise, it sounds like something else.
But exactly, you just write a song.
We went off anyway, and it did absolutely sound way, way too like a Billy Joel song. So we went to his estate or his people, I don't know, we didn't actually get to talk to young Billy, but he basically gave us the green light, and we just put him down as a writing partner. And
fantastic. And that was, I mean, that happens, like, before I worked in radio many years ago as a songwriter, so I know exactly what you're talking about. You write something, it's completely yours, but then someone else hears it and immediately goes, no, but hang on a second, were you listening to this before you wrote that? And sometimes it just happens. It's like Taylor Swift and Right Said Fred, she had to agree with those lads a while back. Yeah. And it just happens.
Well, I suppose there's only a certain number of melodic structures.
That's like, the truth. Oh. Yeah.
So, and there's no malice in these things, to know.
Well, obviously the fact that he's agreed to it as well makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Yeah, sound man, Billy.
Good man, I'm delighted to hear it. Come here, I've got a little test for you, right? A couple of things. Number one is, obviously, Killa's a massive song. As we said, like, there was you performing at Electric Picnic and means so much to so many people. But I don't know if you know, Colin Minogue here, who works on the show with me, he's a man who was taking over EP himself. He was down part of my Dave Moore's Unpredictable Picnic in the Today FM Soundgarden. But before he even did that with me, he was on stage with the Off the Ball lads. And tell the lads who was playing guitar in your new band, Colin.
Well, they said you should. Do you want to play? Do you want to sing one of the greatest sporting songs that are out there? And I said, "Well, am I allowed to play a killer? Am I allowed to sing that?" And they said, "Okay, so go on." And they were also doing a couple of Dublin songs. And Kevin McManaman, the famous Dublin footballer, he was singing those songs. So we were backstage. I was about to use a backing track, and I said to Kev, "I goes himself and his brother. Do you know Killer by any chance?" He goes, "We do, yeah." So no rehearsal, straight on stage, like a sing song in a pub.
Boys, have a listen to this because I got a copy of the audio. This is Colin Minogue, Kevin McManaman, his brother, singing Killer.
Sorry, lad.
Today FM Soundgarden and Electric Picnic. Okay, now X Factor Simon Cowell style, you know, or The Voice. Like, are you turning your chair around for that, Eddie?
I'm gold buzzer here, man.
Golden buzzer? Oh, Jesus. Magoo, what are you giving him out of 10 here?
That's a 20 out of 10 right there now.
That's great stuff. So that means there's room for two Cashel lads in Kingfisher now, because I'm not the first Cashel lad to be singing this song, because obviously he brought out young Robbie Brown in Limerick there a couple of weeks ago. He's only about 8 years old or so, and I'm very friendly with his parents, so I was like, do you know what, I was doing Robbie's cover, not really, it wasn't really Kingfisher's cover. I hope that's okay.
Absolutely. Well, look, bottom line is we've enough chip in the band now for my liking.
We don't need that anymore. Yeah. Okay. And my final test for you two boys is Kingfisher, the name, without the E, where did it come from?
It was because we didn't want to get sued out the gate. No, we'd love to tell you now that it was all very cool and all our names were given with E, and that's what we
sure,
got.
Yeah, yeah.
But in reality, we went in and met... I met a guy, first guy to give us advice, Willie Ryan, who's now our lawyer, and just basically tells us when we're being stupid. But we said to him, right, first day we met him, we were like, right, is there anything we're doing that you can see that you think we should, you know, spruce up or change? And he was like, are you fond of the name? Because there's a construction company, there's a beer company, they make plungers, they make toothpaste. So if you're sitting in a public bathroom at any point, have a look around. There's a Kingfisher logo somewhere on the wall.
Right.
And then we were trying to figure it out, and we were like, we really liked the name, because obviously the bird itself is obviously part of Irish culture big time, and it's so beautiful. And it was just very nice and very fitting, and I rode when I was a kid, and they were always flying past your head. But we just said we dropped the E just to keep it the way it was. So,
brilliant.
Well,
I want to test you now and see, do you actually know Kingfisher? I'm going to play you two bird sounds. You can confer on this, right? One of them is going to be a Kingfisher, and one of them won't be a Kingfisher. But I need you to tell me, A or B, which one of these is a Kingfisher? So here's A. And here's B. So Kingfisher, is it A or is it B? What do you say, Magoo?
I'm saying B.
You're saying B, Eddie?
I'm going to go with Magoo. Magoo's a man of the world. He knows these things.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. Fair play, lads. Number A was a blue tit and B was a Kingfisher. So listen, spot on, lads. Come here. There's so many gigs. Amazing amounts of what's happened. Like we said, 2-3 Arena's coming up the 18th and 19th of December. But then... you've sold out Malahide Castle, my neck of the woods. I'm from Portmarnock. I'll be there, lads. You've sold out Virgin Media Park in Cork. You've a second Virgin Media Park in Cork on the 11th. You've sold out the 9th of June in the SSC Arena. So you stuck the 8th of June on as well. And you now have the 5th of June in St. Anne's Park. It's an unbelievable summer 2026 coming.
It's going to be hefty now. I'll be honest, we're thinking of putting a flamethrower on the end of the banjo, that's the first thing.
Well, you'll have the budget for pyro, that's for sure, lads. Look, it's going to be amazing, and we're honestly so proud of everything you've achieved so far. We can't wait to see what happens next. And we'll be right in your corner, lads.
Just I'm so grateful and so thankful to everyone who bought tickets. I think I obviously speak for the three of us when we say that this has just gotten completely out of hand, but we're buzzing. We're absolutely buzzing for next year.
Well, listen, so are we, and we wish you the absolute best. Say hi to Fitz for us as well. Magoo, Eddie and Fitz, Kingfisher. Lads, fair play for taking the time this morning. You think you're in Liverpool. God knows where you could be next year.
Well, thanks very much for having us there.
No, a pleasure, lads. Thanks so much. Best of luck with it all.
All right. See you.
Salam. See you, lads. Bye bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.